Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, July 23rd, 2018. On this day in 1962, Telstar relayed the first publicly transmitted live transatlantic television program featuring Walter Cronkite. Federal Family Minister Franziska Giffey of the SPD has announced that starting next year, the federal government will support Berlin in the fight against the child care crisis. She told the Berlin Morgenpost that Berlin will receive a three-digit million amount until 2022 under the Gute-Kita-Gesetz, or the Good Daycare Law. The nationwide program comprises a total of 5.5 billion euros, and the federal states could largely decide for themselves what they want to use the money for. Giffey wants a target agreement with each federal state, with which it can be measured how the quality is improved. The former district mayor of Neukölln sees the biggest challenges in training and attracting more nursery school teachers and expanding the capacities, for example, building more daycare centers. Specifically, from Giffey's point of view, working conditions and the pay of nursery school teachers should be improved. According to daycare center umbrella associations, there is a shortage of around 3,000 daycare center spaces in Berlin, for which, at the end of May, several thousand parents and educators demonstrated for. Berlin's Senator for Education, Sandra Schiris of the SPD, met with 30 experts at a summit about a month ago to discuss ways out of the childcare crisis. Specifically, it was decided that in the future, applicants from outside the profession, such as artists, could also be employed as educators. Foreign qualifications are to be recognized more easily, and the Abitur as a prerequisite for access to educator training is to be dropped for the time being. In the future, a middle school certificate should suffice. Plainclothes police arrested two alleged bicycle thieves on Friday evening while they were stealing an e-bike. They watched a 28-year-old man on Diestewegstrasse approaching a VW van on an e-bike and making contact with the driver, a 39-year-old. When the policemen checked the two men, they found in the younger man's backpack burglary tools. They confiscated the tools and the e-bike. The 28-year-old suspect was already known to the police and is to be brought before a court on Saturday. From today, the tram tracks in Gontardstrasse at the Fernsehturm will be renewed. The M4 and M5 lines will therefore be diverted via Mollstrasse and Karl-Liebknecht-Strasse until the end of August and will not cross Alexanderplatz during this time. The diversions of the M4 via Danzigerstrasse and Landsberger Allee will continue due to the construction work on Greifswaldstrasse and Otto Braunstrasse. The main route will continue to be served by an alternative bus service. The M6 between Rieserstrasse and Landsberger Allee and will also remain shortened for the time being. The BVG is also planning further track renewals around Hackescher Markt. However, it has not yet been determined when construction will take place there. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.